Ya.
Strict City.
Woo.
Strict City. All over
Strict
the
Strict City. Man, we live. Yo. Strict City on the ride. Yo.
All right, we back at it again. Your boy DJ Strict, the legend. Listen, I hadn't said that in a long time. I always say Strict, but I hadn't shared that I was a legend. Well, you know, I am, but I don't talk about it that much anymore. I'm glad you can hang out with me tonight. We got a phenomenal guest, been friends with her for such a long time. And I told her that I wasn't going to be hard on her today, but it's going down. I got her on now. So to help me kind of get today's show started, I got to get you on with my girl, A-Lo. You know what I'm saying? A-Lo, what's up?
Hey, y'all. Hey, what's up,
Dasha?
Girl, A-Lo, what's up? How y'all doing?
What's up, A? Hey, check this out. We have a wonderful show lined up, but of course, we got to go ahead and give everybody all the information about how they can be a part of the Strict City contest. Contest winners are on the timeline. So you can go down the timeline and actually see people that won. So we're not just talking about sharing this show and not giving you something. We really give stuff away.
Right. We really are. So y'all, it's simple. The contest that Strict is talking about is very, very simple. You watch this video, share this video, post your Cash App, and at the end of the live, we are going to check to see who all share the video. And if you post your Cash App, you might get a little blessing. It depends, you know, maybe we'll give it to one person, maybe we'll give it to two people. You never know, but you got to just do it. So share this video and post your Cash App. It's that simple, y'all.
It's really that simple. Now, I want to tell you, every time I get a winner, I had to go back and ask them and say, hey, what's your Cash App? Listen, Cash App is not like an account number. Or is it?
Right.
It shouldn't be private. It's not a private thing, is it? You got to share it, right?
Right. Like, and it's you should know what it is, right? It's very simple.
Yeah,
I mean,
but
if you
people
want the money, you'll give me your Cash App. How about that?
Like, Cash App should be like,
don't post your Cash App.
Forget my name. Like, my Cash App is my name. $ Strict City. You got me. Like, for everybody just watching this, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I got my Stay in My Lane shirt on today. G.I. Maggots, big ups to you. See, I got somebody posting her Cash App already. And you know what? That's really, really cool. Listen, you can post your Cash App on the comments, but I really need you to share the video. And when you share it, also put your Cash App name, so I can see the share and the Cash App name all together. And I see my girl Amy. She actually hit us up with a hello. Guess what? April is her name. April was the winner from Tuesday night. Did I do that right?
Yes. Yes, that's fine. Yes, shout out to April. Shout out to William. Shout out to Tierra. And shout out to the beautiful future Miss President of the United States, the future Miss Dawana Thompson. I am still going to say it until it comes to pass, or until she tells me to shut up. So,
okay. That's what's up, man. We really do have a wonderful show planned out for you today, and we're just doing all the setup. So, thank everybody for logging in. And while we're talking about Dawana, if you didn't see the Now This video article that they put out today online, please go watch that. It is on my page. I shared it. Dawana Thompson. They actually did a story. Guess what? I hate to say this. Hey, A-Lo, I hate to say this, but their article and their video was better than mine. I did my best. You know, I had a whole interview, but theirs was like phenomenal, top notch, the whole nine. So
absolutely,
please go check it out. Go check it out. So,
I mean, Strict, I'm sure it's good. but it's not Strict City. It ain't Strict City, baby.
I appreciate you saying that. Do I need to pay you now or later?
Hey, whenever you want to. Do I need to drop my Cash App?
Yeah, you might want to do that. You might want to do that.
I don't mind taking money.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Hey, I tell you what. We want to go ahead and get today's show started, and there's no better way to do that than just go ahead and introduce the artist that we have up for the day. This young lady has been riding with Strict City a very long time. I can't say how far we go back because I don't remember everything, but I can tell you that she was a part of a group that traveled with Strict City in the beginning days and did not hesitate. When Strict said, hey, I need you guys to come from Atlanta, she would be in Birmingham no matter what we had going on in order to kind of help out the kids. I mean, we had them in big spaces, little spaces, small churches, big churches. They would always come and support what we were doing. So without further ado, hey, can we bring her on right now? None other than my girl, Miss Ty Scott King. How are you doing? Huh?
I'm doing great. I'm happy that you made a commitment to be nice to me today.
I did make a commitment.
See how long that lasts.
I did make a commitment, and I apologize. I just changed my mind.
No, I knew it lasted such a long time.
It did, didn't it? It did, didn't it? But hey,
I'm always happy to see you, and now to see your co-host. Like, this is fun. This is great.
Listen, this is a new venture for us. We're probably just weeks into it. This is actually a venture that Strict City Live, of course, it sparked from my radio days, but I've been talking to a local artist, LP, and he was like, Strict, man, we really need your voice out there. We really need you to get out there and do something. And I kind of shared that conversation with A-Lo, and she was like, yeah, I need you to get started. Let's do it now. And it took us a couple of months to put this all together, but we're maybe six shows in. And as we were thinking about guests, guess what? Your name came up, and I wanted to get you on to talk about everything that you're doing out in California and kind of get this thing started. Now, I've known you for a long time, but you are very unique because you didn't originate as far as your birth from the States. Where are you from?
Born. I was born in Jamaica, and then when I was about 4 years old, my parents, who were born and raised in Jamaica as well, decided that they wanted to come to the States and, you know, kind of start over. So we did, like, the common migration, which was...
Should I say it found me, then it crowned me. Now I'm a with no labor. Decks act in my favor. See, I can't lose. That's how my life's set up. So I'ma press the gas. No, no, I won't let up. So far from giving up. Settled for the last time. Change of view, yup, I'm ready for the incline. Going up, no longer stuck, my life is limitless. I see the finish line, I'ma run and finish this. Cause fear can't hold back, greater is inside of me. I read the book, it's in my heart, devil can't lie to me. Knowledge is power, faith is key. I'm on lock, can't be stopped, yup, I'm scot-free.
We came to win, we gon' shine, yeah. Now is our time, we gon' hide.
All right, so we're back. All right, I think I have this settled for you guys. This is the first time we really had some technical difficulties because of the Wi-Fi. So hopefully it doesn't go down again. We actually had got real into the conversation. We're about to start the conversation with Ty Scott, but we're in it, man. So Ms. Tootle, thank you for hanging out with us today. Appreciate you chiming in with a comment. I need everybody to come back again. Hey, I think I need to have you do our rules again real quick, eh? If you don't mind doing that for me. Going over our rules.
Okay, so we have a new video going now. So what we need you to do is to go and share this video. Share your heads off like crazy. And then once you get through sharing, I need you to post your Cash App. And at the end of this video, Strick and myself, we will pick out one lucky winner to receive a little special blessing in your Cash App. You never know. It might be one person. It might be two people.
You never know. So we got people on right now that's on, they're on Facebook. They're on YouTube watching. They're on Twitter and Periscope watching. And
when I was playing the opener, as far as the shot with you doing a spoken word piece with Tammy Mack, how did that come about?
So a couple of years ago, I went to a conference. I was actually an ambassador for the conference. I didn't minister. I didn't get up and do poetry. I didn't do anything. I was one of like, I don't know, maybe about 250 women who were attending this women's event, right? And so Tammy Mack was actually the host that day of that event. And so at the end, they like let the women come up and ask, you know, go to whoever. Pursuit of Happiness, where he was like trying to remember the number. So my friend, fortunately, had her phone. And so she just started taking notes for me. So I said, Tammy a poem maybe a couple days later, and she loved it, and she honored her word, and she played it. She's out here on KJLH, which thankfully I had the opportunity to be on before, but I just hadn't been on her show. So she played that 1 minute piece, and then a couple weeks or so later, she emailed me again and said, hey, I need another piece. So I was like, yeah, sure, I got you. So I sent her something else, which was actually the start of the Queen's poem that I ended up doing on the show. So her people have been contacting me for a few months now about getting a time together to actually come on her TV show, not the radio show, because, you know, now she's doing TV. And then everything happened with the shutdown because of the coronavirus. And I was like, man, that sucks. Like, we were right there. We were picking a date. And then they circled back around to me and they were like, hey, we could still do it. You just got to record from home. So I was like, oh, that's great, because now we don't have to deal with LA traffic. All the stuff that it, you know, all the days worth of events that it takes just to go in the city and do that. So, yeah, that's how it happened, just from a meeting where God was like, ask her a question, and she just took off.
That's awesome. That's awesome. I think you did a great job with that. Go ahead, A.
Yeah, so for people who are just now tuning in, if you're catching us in now, we're sitting with Ms. Ty Scott King, who is an artist, an author, a speaker, and you have a few poetry books and stuff as well. So I have a few questions because you're an artist too. So you write poetry and you do music. So I want to know which came first for you. Like
the chicken or the egg?
Poetry first and it turned into music, or did you start writing a couple of verses and was like, you know, how did that work for you?
Yeah, I started writing poetry first, and I wrote poetry since I was a child. If anybody knows me, they kind of know the story. But when I was 8, I started, I had been writing poetry, I guess, and one of my sisters saw something that I wrote and kind of responded to it. And that's when I had the thought that maybe this is, maybe everybody's not at home writing poetry, right? Maybe this is something significant. And around that same time, I had a teacher who heard me singing in the hallway or something, and she said, you need to be in the like chorus at school. And I wrote poetry because I was shy. I didn't want to get in front of people. I just wanted to sit and write out my thoughts in a book somewhere and, you know, be at peace with that. But this teacher was really adamant about the fact that I needed to sing. And so I tried out, I made it, and ended up, God just used that. I didn't even know God then, and you know, I wasn't in a relationship with him, but he used that music class to allow me to go to school, the arts, until I was in high school, and until ninth grade. So like third or fourth grade up until ninth grade. And but all that time I was learning how to play the piano and singing and all these opera songs and stuff, but poetry was still something that I just never let go of. And when I was in my 20s after college, moved out here to LA, and I had some good friends that were like, look, you just, we will leave you here in Leimert Park, which is, if you've ever been to California, it's off of Crenshaw Boulevard. It's not a terrible area. I just didn't know the area, so I didn't want to get left out there.
Right.
And they're like, you're good. You need to get up there and do something. Otherwise, we're going to leave you. And these are my friends from like middle school, high school, so I knew they would leave.
Girl, but I wanted to know what actually happened with Platinum Souls, because I remember I was probably maybe...
Let me get my tea.
Uh-oh, it's a tea, girl. I'm ready for it. Do I need to get mine? Where's mine? Oh, I got water.
It's water.
I got my water.
Go ahead.
Yes, I'm ready. So what happened with Platinum Souls? I have to know.
No, you were going to say you were like 13, 14. Oh, that makes me feel so old, but go ahead.
Oh, my bad. Yeah, I was 13 or 14, and I remember you guys, no, I don't know if I was that young. It doesn't matter. You guys did a show at the skating rink one time. Hmm. Oh, my God. Yeah. And I remember hearing you, like, the way your delivery for your poetry, like, it will make everybody stop. You know, we have all this hip-hop rap or whatever, and then you get on the mic, and I mean, we're just standing in awe, just listening to every word you were saying. The way that you put your words together, and the way that you, I don't know, because my words, I'm not that great of a writer like you, okay? But I mean, it was just beautiful. It was just beautiful. So that's how I remember you. It's from Platinum Souls. So, yeah, what happened with the group?
Yeah, I know there are quite a few people who are watching who know me from that, right? So I'm always thankful for it. What happened with the group was that we basically ran our course. I think, you know, God has a strange way of pushing you into what he wants you to do next. And I love Platinum Souls. I knew it was my assignment. One of the first times I felt like I heard God talk to me was about Platinum Souls. Mm-hmm. And so when we started the group, we didn't know, you know, it was three of us at the time, which Birmingham was actually one of the places that actually got to see the three of us together the most, because Jay ended up having some other contractual things he needed to leave the group to do after about a year and a half or so. But when we started the group, we had no clue. I mean, people were like, what's a poet and a rapper and a singer going to do? And we're like, we don't know, but we know God told us to do this. And it was an amazing, incredible, crazy experience that I loved and, you know, hated sometimes, to be honest. And I think what I hated was it was hard to be a female. And at that time, I was in a lot of spaces that were very male dominated. And I feel like coming to
Birmingham.
I had the opportunity to stand up in those spaces and represent, but it was difficult to usually be the only woman. You know, there were other women. They just weren't in the spaces that we were in. So it felt kind of lonely at times. But basically, to answer your question, Platinum Souls, after 7 years, we were about to go into our eighth. God was just like, it's time. You know, we had a lot of great times. But Flo and I, we had good chemistry, but that chemistry also was like, we get on each other's nerves. I mean, you know, so we had, I think we just really had some conflict that we didn't know how to resolve. We were still kind of young and just trying to figure things out, you know, and God used that conflict as he uses everything. He never wastes an experience to allow us both to go on this next journey that he wanted for us. And it's amazing to me. It's been 11 years this year since Platinum Souls ended. And people are still so tied to that. And that's nothing but God. And the fact that we really, really were intentional. We wanted those million souls. Like when we said platinum, we meant it. 1 million souls for the kingdom of God. And my mission has not changed since then. Like souls is still my focus, you know? So we had a lot of great times. Actually, last year we got together and did our one and only Platinum Souls reunion song after a decade. Wow. And that was at the Sanctuary in Atlanta. So shout out to Stephen Gibbs who pulled that off. But we're good. I don't want to make it sound like we're not. If we were in the same space, you know, we're friends, we're cool. But yeah, just when you hang out all the time, and you know, you just, it happens. I'm glad. I'm glad for all of that, and I'm glad for all that's happened since and everything that's to come.
Yes. Yes.
So I have a memory, a very fond memory of Platinum Souls, and I want to get your fond memory of working with Strict City, like if you can remember a good part. But I remember, and this was towards the beginning, we were in Zamir's, which is right off 3rd Avenue here in Birmingham. And it was a little club. Okay. This was something that SYF, them, Snipe, they were pushing. They were putting the program together. And, of course, it was you, Ricardo Flo, and the third member. What's his name?
Jamal. He's actually coming out with a new single soon. Jay Ahmad.
So it was a new song that y'all had just released, and it absolutely blew me away. Like the chemistry from all three, like I thought that your voice softens Rick's voice, and then the singing, it just added to all of it. So the idea of Platinum Souls with the three of y'all was just phenomenal. It worked, it hit. I absolutely loved that night. And I thought that was, for me, one of the best performances that I saw from you guys. And, of course, that was early on. And I take nothing away from the other opportunities that we had a chance to minister together. Even when it was just you and Rick, man, I'm talking about the connection that we had because y'all were my real Atlanta group. But y'all brought a lot of awareness to what I was doing in other places. Because it made Strict City bigger than just Birmingham because I had groups from all over the place. And that's what you guys provided. And the fact that, you did do spoken word and that added to the show. It added to the show. Now, it wasn't like my favorite. But, you know, you got people there that really enjoyed it. I mean, the young ladies would be captivated when you began to do the spoken word. I mean, the place would almost go quiet listening to you do your poetry. And I commend you for your art. You know, again, we have Seven was a part of our group, was the only other female rapper. So to have to have that representation, you guys were, you know, I'm not going to get in trouble with the boys, but y'all were very, very talented and always made the part that you played better when you got up there. So I commend you for that. Me saying that, do you have a fun memory of working with Strict City that you can share, a fun story?
Yeah, there are a lot of really great. I loved every time you asked us to come. And even after the group, the times that I was able to come. And one thing, I cannot remember the church. It's like I can see it in my mind. But I remember us being at this church and you were like, I want y'all to pray over these people. And honestly, that was, I guess, things are different now, thankfully. But back then it was like, okay, well, you rap, you do hip hop, like you do poetry, you don't, that's not ministry. You know, you're just up there and there's music playing and everybody's jumping around. And there were a lot of people who had not, to that point, had not asked, hey, like, can you really pray with these people? Yeah. You know, can you intercede on their behalf? Can you lead them in prayer in their south so they can be saved? Like, I don't recall up until that point someone saying, like, I give you freedom to do this.
Wow.
And so I wish I could remember what church it was, but I could see it in my mind. It sticks out to me because you were like, we need y'all to pray over these people. Like, you have a gift. I don't care what the gift is. God is using you. And so I always appreciated that. And there have been many places and churches since that have recognized that. But I feel like you were really one of the first that were like, y'all are artists, but before y'all are artists, y'all are called by God.
Right.
And y'all need to step up to the plate. So, yeah, that blesses me every time I think about it.
That's awesome.
Well, actually, you guys just mentioned Seven. She's actually watching. So she sends love to you, Ty.
That's what's up.
Yeah, I saw Seven came to when I was living in Alabama. I lived in Alabama for 4.5 or so years. I loved it. So shout out to Alabama. I lived in Dothan, Alabama, the best little city in the world. And Seven actually came there. There was like this big event, concert at a stadium there. And so I got to do my thing there, and she was there as well. So it was really cool to see her because I hadn't seen her in years. So what's up, Seven?
That's what's up. That's what's up. Listen, I will tell you this, based on how we've had to stop to scream a couple of times. I know people are going to rewatch this, but this is going to be some good content for them to watch again and to share with people that may remember Strix City in the past and may want to know about you more. One of the things that I do know about you is that you have done features on a lot of different albums, and one of them being the John P. Key. No. John P. Key did a song with the pastor, yes. Ramsey, with Hart Ramsey down out of Montgomery, yes. And Dothan. Tell me how, yes, that partnership with Hart Ramsey, am I pronouncing his name right?
You are, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
The helicopter preacher, right? You know what I'm saying? I know about him a little bit down in Montgomery. He used to fly between Dothan and Montgomery on Sundays.
Yes.
Tell me about that experience working with him down in Dothan and Montgomery.
Yeah, I love Pastor Ramsey. The Ramseys are my family. That's okay. When I left Atlanta, when the group ended, God sent me to Atlanta. To Dothan, and I was like, man, this is crazy. There was only one time in my life that I lived in a city that small, and that was when I went to college in Gainesville, and it didn't seem small because it's a college town, right? So, when I was in the group, we went back and forth a lot to Dothan, and we met Pastor Ramsey through his son, Pastor Raymond Ramsey, and he found out about us through New Light and ministry that we had done there in Texas. And so we would travel all the time back and forth doing a lot of things in Dothan. At that time, they didn't even have the church in Montgomery. And so when I left Atlanta, they were the ones who spoke to me and said, hey, you know, come here, like, come to this place of rest. Don't worry about anything. Just come and chill. And, you know, God wants to pour into you. You've poured out a lot over these years, and we want to, you know, do whatever we can to help you just get refilled. And so I went and I lived in Dothan. I thought it was going to be, you know, a couple months. And I fell in love with it. And Pastor Ramsey is my pastor, was my pastor. I mean, I'm out in California now, but I still consider him a pastoral figure. He's my pastor dad, basically.
That's
and
cool.
So I was living in Dothan at the time, and he knew what I did. We did a lot of work together, ministry-wise, at the church, outside of the church. And so when he wanted to put this project together, he was like, well, I need you on this song. And I was like, you want me on this song? Yay! so we did the song, and then Pastor John P. Key, Pastor Ramsey asked Pastor John P. Key to be on it as well. And it's called God's Up to Something Good. And sometimes, I'm going to be honest, sometimes I go on YouTube and I look at some of the comments and people are like, is that the Brat? I don't really sound like the Brat.
Wow.
Like, MC Light, no, my name is right there in the credits, people. It's Ty Scott King. But I love that project.
That's
still
cool.
To this day. And what's funny is I love the song that I'm on, but the whole album, that Next Now project, if you've never gotten it, like, it will bless your life. I'm telling you, it's a good thing we're on the quarantine, because don't try to listen to it when you're driving.
I got you.
Just go off somewhere.
Now, something else happened while you were in Dothan that I don't think that we need to kind of move past or blow by at all. Like, you're in Dothan, you're working in the city, and you're just kind of hanging out. And something happened.
Yeah. So after living there for a while, the church had already started in Montgomery. So I was on the pastoral team, just kind of helping with some things. And I worked for the church. And so I would travel back and forth from Dothan to Montgomery, which is about an hour and a half. And I mean, I'm hoping this is something you're talking about. I met my husband. I met my husband in Montgomery.
Gotcha.
And so Alabama definitely is sweet
that's
home to
up.
Me always.
That's what's up.
That's what Alabama means.
So hey, let me tell you how I figure it out, okay?
Okay.
We were doing an event. I called Ty Scott up. Ty Scott King. I called Ty up and I said, hey, I got this other event at Faith Chapel. I need you to come. I want you to be a part of it. She's like, sure, yeah, I come. And, she's got this guy with her. You know, I don't know any different. I'm giving Ty like the normal hard time that I normally give her. And she's acting funny. You know, I'm strict. You know, I'm going to give you a hard time. Like, I always give her a hard time. And there's this guy there. And he was a part of the set with the acoustic guitar. And I figured it out. But I thought it was real cool. He was a real cool guy. I know, right? He's a real cool guy, and it was a pleasure meeting him that day. And I know that, you know, you guys have been married for a while, and he's holding it down for you.
Good. I'm
been married. I'm sorry.
You're okay. 7 years.
Okay. Me too.
Yeah, 7 years. Oh, sweet. We're in the 7 Club. Look at that.
That's what's up.
Yes, he is. Yeah. So Mike is my husband, and he goes by Sunny Night. So he produced quite a bit on a couple of my projects. He produced a track for Glory, which I know you played earlier. Erica Combo, he produced a track for her. So God is good. Like, I didn't know he did all that when I met him. I met him when he was working as a chef in a restaurant. So, he's super crazy talented at that, but you know, God just gives gifts, and he's like, oh, you want to be a chef? Great, here you go. You want to produce music and be great at it? Here you go. You want to play the guitar and be awesome at it? Here you go. Like,
wow.
So, he has a lot of gifts and talents, which I get to appreciate all of them daily, especially when I'm eating the good food, you know?
I know, right? So how's it being in quarantine with a chef? Like, how is that like?
Perfect. It's been perfect. It's been great. I mean, yeah, I always tell people, they're like, so are you happy? Is everything going well? I'm like, it's great for me. Like, he's the real, you know, ask him. Because to me, it's like, I get great food. I get great beats. I get laughter all the time because he just cracks me up. Like, I got it all. So sometimes I get concerned about him.
Wow.
Are you good? Are you sure?
Right. That's cool. I'm having an issue right now. I can't stay out of the snacks. Like, we're having to go back to the store to get snacks. Now, I am working out, like, trying my best to work out daily, but, man, the snacks are getting me. They're getting the best of me. But
at least you're working out, because we're snacking. I'm looking at some snacks. I can see them across the way right now. They're calling my name. My husband came home from the store yesterday. I haven't been to the store in a long time. He goes like once, you know, for us. And he came home and he's like, look, babe, I got these Biscoff cookies. So now we can feel like we're flying on Delta. I'm like, I love the fact that you brought this home, but I also don't like the fact that you brought those up. Right. Like, I could go through those things. I could have been through them already. I'm just trying to hold myself back.
That's funny. That's funny.
So I don't know if you know PJ Spraggins, but he says, I remember seeing Ty perform in Dothan years ago. She did a piece called No Greater Love, and it blew me away.
Thank you. Thank you, PJ.
That song is
actually with Jamal, who was the third member of Platinum Soul. So Jay and I have done a couple tracks together. No Greater Love was one of them. Thank you.
That's what's up. So let me ask you this question. I mean, how often do you get that from people from your spoken word stuff? You know, I'm finna go in. You know, like, people really say they like your spoken word stuff? Now, while she's laughing, I got to say this for everybody. I'm not just giving her a hard time. This is like across the board, Strick does not like spoken word. And
I did this the first, pretty much within the first 10 minutes of meeting him.
Are you for real? Did I tell you like the first thing? The first thing? Because we have local people that I guess, you know, me saying that, they just didn't like me saying it. I mean, it's an art, you know, it is a skill to it. It's like, to me, it's like rap. Like, why don't you just do it faster and put a beat under it and be through? You know, just rap, okay? Already, just rap. But I've hurt some feelings saying that, and I apologize to the people that I may have hurt by saying that your art form wasn't my favorite. Sorry.
Like, honestly, that I never took personally, because I just feel like, okay, cool. I came from a world of poetry where I was going to national poetry slams. And I don't know if you've ever been to a poetry slam, but they rate you. So you go in there and they're like, you better prove yourself to me. So I was, you know, I wasn't trying to prove myself just to prove myself, but it's like, I got to defend a whole art form. Okay, cool. I get to do this. All right, I got you. So I never took that personally.
Well, I'm glad you didn't.
Miss Janetta says, somebody likes it. So, yeah.
Janetta.
Well, I appreciate Janetta actually coming for the group of people that like spoken word. That being said, I would always joke with you, but I never said, hey, don't do it. It was something that was a part of our show that I thought added a lot to the ministry. It was just me being me, my personality, but some people really did take
super
it to,
supportive, so I to those who don't take Strick seriously,
don't take me seriously. Why?
He just doesn't know how much he loves poetry.
I tell my wife this all the time. I was like, don't, why are you taking me so serious? I'm really just joking. Like, sometimes she don't get my jokes. And she's like, what? It's a joke. Don't take me serious. Like, 99.9% of the time, I'm being funny. But, you know, sometimes people just don't get it. That being said, you talked about your husband, Mike, being part of producing a song. And he produced a song, Glory, for you. And I want to show the video. Is this the latest song from you?
Yeah. And he produced Shine. That's what I meant to say. Shine is what you played earlier. So he produced Shine, and he also produced Glory, which, yes, is my most recent single.
You mind introducing it for me?
Yeah, for sure. So this is my latest single. It's called Glory, because, you know, we're here to give God all of it. And so I had to make a song about it. And it includes some poetry, because Strick, you know, loves it.
Gave my life to him. Tell him his goodness I write for him. Light in the the tunnel where I'm in the struggle. Delivers from trouble that blesses me double. That's why I look to him, the author, finisher, everything. And there's no question he can't answer. Yeah, he healed the cancer. So in his presence, give him reverence, make his glory known. Cause he's the King of Kings, all praise is due to him alone.
Glory, Elohim, King of Kings, we honor him. Glory, glory, Elohim, King of Kings, we honor him.
We lift our hearts to you. We lay our lives down for you. Cause you are worthy of all honor and all praise. No other name above. No, there is none beside you. To your matchless power, Lord, who can compare?
Been transformed, spirit reborn. Can't you see what he's done to me? Delivered from sin, his sacrifice I win. Tell of his goodness, where do I begin? See, even when I was his enemy, he took my place, became my remedy. And despite everything that made me dirty, he said I was priceless, worthy. So no love can ever compare. It's clear I need him the most, cause he fills my cup, he writes my wrongs. Forever in him I'll boast.
Glory, glory, Elohim, King of Kings, we honor him. Glory, glory, Elohim, King of Kings, we honor him.
That's what's up, my girl Ty Scott King. Glory, glory. That's cool, girl.
Glory.
That's
glory,
what's up.
Glory, 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 glory.
Now, I know I've been in ministry for a very long time, of course, with Strict City, but Ty, you may have said it earlier. How many years has it been?
Since we've known each other.
Listen.
Since I've been...
I want to commend you. Like, there's a lot of people that haven't stood the test of time, and not saying that that's a bad thing for them. They may have, you know, ran their course. Like, you know, we talked about with the group Platinum Souls, everybody has their time to give it, but I want to commend you for staying in there. You know, I've took a break from doing Strict City work. I say I took a break. Strict City is really my name. So I never have stopped ministering and being a minister for the gospel, even though I wasn't doing a lot of music and doing shows, I was actually ministering at churches. You know, people would still call me in to do ministry for youth and for churches. So I appreciate people calling me, even if I'm running in a different lane. So I got my shirt from one of our other groups. This is actually G.I. Maggie's shirt. It says stay in your lane. And I'm sorry, I got like a lane that's huge and I can just bob and weave through my own lane.
Right. I got about three lanes. So
there you go. There you go.
Huge shout out to Miss Helen Montgomery and to Miss Pamela Weaver Robinson. We appreciate you guys for hanging out with us tonight. So I know we're getting ready to wrap up. It's getting close to the 9 o'clock hour, but Miss Scott King, I have one question for you.
Yeah, sure.
Today is Stevie Wonder's birthday, so I have to ask you, do you have any musical influences? May it even be Mr. Stevie himself.
Right. Yeah, I do. I know we started, we had like some technical difficulties, and so I was talking about being born in Jamaica and then our parents moving us to New York. But I actually grew up in Miami. So, you know, that Miami bass sound, like that heavily influenced me and reggae music in general. So the artists who fused that together, who fused hip hop and reggae together, the first album that I remember one of my brothers bringing home was KRS-One when he was in BDP. Like, I'm, you know, totally dating myself, but that was the first time I heard like hip hop and reggae kind of fused together. Mm-hmm. And it was mind blowing. So that album definitely changed a lot of things mentally for me. Classical music, because I grew up playing it and singing it, like just the instrumentation and how they weave it all together to make something so beautiful. But if I had to name other people, of course, Lauryn Hill is very high at the top of the list. And then so many women who are in, who do what I do as well, like Dice Gamble, Erica Combo, Jackie Hill Perry. I know I'm missing names in that. That's why sometimes I hate naming names, but those are the first, couple names that come to mind. They've been really influential. And I remember when Salt from Salt and Pepper, she came out with her own like gospel project many years ago. And actually when I was in the group, we featured one of her songs and I studied it. It was like, I just loved how she did it, and it really impacted me to like, because I was just kind of getting into the lane of rapping and still kind of finding my comfort zone as a rapper. Because to come from a poet to rapping, it was kind of hard at first. Like, I was like, okay, am I going to ever be able to do poetry again? Like trying to weave in and out of those lanes, right? So that was, it really impacted me and influenced just a lot about my style and the way like just her wordplay in that song. And I know it was her and team of writers, but that really impacted me. And there's so many, I can't even begin to like really go down my list of musical influences, but the name that usually remains at the top is Lauryn Hill. She's just brilliant. Yeah. She's brilliant.
One album.
And that's fine. Well, two albums.
Recently, right? It wasn't that long ago.
the live one that she did when she did the right, yeah, that's how some people react, but I still thought it was brilliant.
So you're a fan.
Okay. I'm a true fan. And then Dr. Maya Angelou on the poetry side, Dr. Maya Angelou, Nikki Giovanni, and basically just so many poets that I've met and been influenced by over the years. Like, it just all kind of weaves together.
Actually, there's a quote that says that you have been called the Maya Angelou of our time. So, Ms. Ty Scott, I appreciate you for this today.
Time out, A. You just can't. Come on, A. You just can't just throw that out there. You know what I'm saying? Where did you get that? Who said that? Like, really?
That's like, Strick told me Tammy Mack is from Birmingham, and I didn't know that. But when I was on the show with her, she was like, okay, so did you say that about yourself? She's like, I would say that you are. I could see that. But she was like, who said it? And I said, honestly, when I go places, I've heard it said. And so it's in my bio because people say it. But I'm grateful for that. Yeah. But Dr. Maya, like, she, yeah.
Yeah.
If I have to explain why I think she's so great, then yeah. I'm not sure where you've been under a rock.
Listen, that accolade is befitting. Please trust and know that. I just thought it was funny being said. Now, me being me, but saying that, I think that you're awesome. If you've never heard me say it, and I probably have never said it before, only because I used to rag. I used to give you such a hard time. I think you are awesome. And I am. Listen, I would not call you as often as I have done to actually come if I didn't. I think that your artistry is awesome.
For the first couple months, I didn't know. I just thought every time we came to Birmingham, I'm like, this dude doesn't like me. Like, it's like you just had your jokes, your cracks ready, like boom, 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 like. You just firing them off.
Listen.
But after a couple months of coming, I was like, I guess it's just him. And then I cracked back. And then that's when you were like, oh, okay.
Listen.
I felt like you
may have cracked back one time. You may have cracked back one time. Like, you was just such an easy target. But think about it. I mean, it was you and Seven in our group. There were two girls. Like, I was going to give you a hard time. Right. It's just the way it was. But you were great.
I know. I got over it really quickly. So
there you go.
I knew that's how you are.
Well, again,
you learn.
Again, the reason why you were a part of our group was because I thought that you had excellent ministry. You were great at what you did, and people always talked about how well you ministered, whether it's with Platinum Souls and later on by yourself. Everybody always loved it. A great addition to any set that I could ever have. And now you're in L.A. You're still writing. Am I right in saying you're doing voiceover as well? Didn't I hear you for a commercial or something like that? Didn't I hear that voice on a commercial?
Yeah, I've been doing voiceover since I was living in Atlanta. Shout out to Boogie Bless because he was the first one that opened that door for me. But yeah, I've done stuff for like Pizza Hut, McDonald's, Hotels.com. If you're ever in Trinidad and Tobago and you get to ride the ferry whenever we can all go outside again, my voice is on the ferry thing. And
wow.
I've been able to do some really great things with this tool that God has given me. Yeah.
Now, you didn't mention one person or one group that I thought you did a commercial for. I was listening to it because I didn't know. I just heard it. It's like, is that Ty? And it's a Ford commercial. Did you not do a Ford commercial?
Oh, my gosh. One of my sisters, my sister, Norris Mabon, she called me and was like, is that you? I was like, no, Judy. No, that's not me. I mean, I wish it was me.
Okay, so I wasn't the only one that thought that.
That was me.
You mean I wasn't the only one?
I did poetry at the LA Auto Show a while back, but no. I have yet to do a Ford commercial, but maybe it's coming.
Coming soon, sis.
That's what's up. So what's next for you? What do you have planned for the future?
For the future, more music and poetry, working on some things with some songwriters, actually having our first like official. I've been songwriting with some great people here, but we're kind of expanding and doing more of a online songwriting group. So that'll be our first thing this weekend. And I'll be releasing a children's book this year. So I love kids. So children's book coming this year. It's already done. I'm just waiting for the right time to release it. And Dice Gamble and I, if you've never heard of Dice, she's a phenomenal Christian artist as well. She does hip hop and poetry and basically whatever she feels like doing.
That's
cool.
That's
Dice. If you know Dice, you know you're going to get something. So we actually host a show together. We have an organization called Clue. It's Christian Ladies United, so CLU. And every other week we go live on Facebook at 4 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. So 6 Central, 7 Eastern. And we basically just, there are a lot of guys rolling through, but it's primarily for the ladies. And we just pretty much talk about life, whatever. You know, all how to not be stressed out, how to love more, sister, value of sisterhood, all that good stuff. So, So more of those Facebook lives and music, poetry, books coming soon.
Yes.
To a theater near you.
That's what's up. All right. I know we got to wrap up, but do you have any shout outs? Any people you want to shout out before we get out of here today?